Tuesday night, Dvar Halacha. Okay, we're doing Hilchos Mezuzah this week to counteract the effects of Korach's late zonos. So we're doing Hilchos Mezuzah this week, and today we're going to the very difficult inyan and complex inyan. So it'll take me like maybe more than 60 seconds, unlike every night. You have a patio, or a porch, or a balcony, or a terrace, or a backyard. Where do you put the mezuzah? What's the chiyuv mezuzah? Okay. Now, a chotzer, we say, is chayuv the mezuzah. You have an entrance to a chotzer, so it's chayuv the mezuzah. Most achronim say that there's a machlokus rishonim why a chotzer is chayiv in mezuzah. Some rishonim say it's because it's getting you into the house, because the chotzer is open to the house. So as you enter the chotzer, you're going through an entrance. We're talking about a Pesach that's chayiv in mezuzah, two mezuzos and a mashkof. We're talking about an enclosed area. The area, according to most, virtually all, has to be enclosed. It's chayiv the mezuzah. Why? So again, according to most achronim, some rishonim say that it's because it's getting you into the house. It's a knesa to the bias, and therefore it's only if it's open to the house that it will be mechuyiv in mezuzah. We're talking about now, let's say, the outside Pesach going into the chotzer. The chotzer is chayiv the mezuzah because it has a knesa to the bias. And conversely, when you're going from the house to the chotzer, and you have a door, let's say a sliding door that opens into the chotzer, you put the mezuzah on the left side going out, because the main thing is the bias. The chotzer is only considered a knesa to the bias, and therefore when you're going from the bias to the chotzer, so therefore when you're going from the chotzer to, from the bias to the chotzer, you put it on the left, because you're going out of the bias, because the real point is the bias. And other Rishonim hold that no, the chotzer has a chiyuv bifnei atzmo. It's a chotzer is chayuv b'mezuzah, and therefore it's chayuv b'mezuzah even if it doesn't open into the house. And also, therefore, when you go from house to chotzer, you're going into the chotzer. It's a knesa to the chotzer, and you put it on the right side as you go into the chotzer. So from most achronim, the maskona of halacha would probably be that if you have a chotzer without a knesa labayis, you would put up a mezuzah without a bracha. But regarding the door that goes from the house to the chotzer, you would put it on the left side going out. In other words, most Rishonim hold it's because it's connected to the house. We'd probably be machmir if it's not open to the, not connected, I'm sorry, not just connected, open to the house. We'd probably be machmir even if it's not open to the house and put up a mezuzah but without a bracha. But when you're going out and you're trying, right, so you'd put it on the left side walking from house to chotzer. Rav Moshe came along, and Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that in a very, very long tshuva, very complicated tshuva, and he says that there's no machlokas rishonim. Everybody holds that a chotzer has its own chiyuv. It's considered chayuv bifnei atzmo. It's considered a mokum dira. It's its own type of dira. And therefore, however, he writes, interestingly enough, that if there's no knisa from the chotzer to the bayis, then everybody holds it's potter from mezuzah, because it's not a mokum dira, it's not connected to the house enough, and therefore it's potter. So even though it's an egen achiyuv, it's chayuv intrinsically, a chotzer is chayuv in mezuzah, but if it's not open to the house, it's not considered a mokum dira, and therefore it's potter from mezuzah. But everybody holds, he holds that when you're going from house to chotzer, you put it on the right side, right? And this is a balcony, a terrace. You're going into the yard. So that's what the Moshe holds, that you put it on the right side when you go. And according to the others, that this is where I've been in people's houses, and I tell them, I don't know what to tell you to do. Israelis, there's one more twist to all of this, and that's of course the Chazon Ish. Many of you know that many of you probably are familiar with the Chazon Ish by Hanukkah, that he says our Chatzeros are not real Chatzeros. Chatzeros in the time of the Gemara is they had like a one room hut where they lived, and they did most of their Tashmishim in the Chatzer. That's where they really lived. That Chatzer is Chayiv in Mezuzah. Our Chatzer is like a Gina, it's called, and it's Potter from Mezuzah totally. It's Potter from Mezuzah. Our Chatzer are not real Chatzer. He not only says it regarding Hilchos Chanukah, but he says it regarding Hilchos Mezuzah as well. And therefore, I'm not sure what the Israelis do. I've given up figuring it out. I'm here 11 years. But I think, I'm pretty sure that Israelis put it on the left side of, let's say you have a sliding door going into your backyard. Israelis put it on the left side. We saw now, besides according to the Chazon Ish, you'd put it on the left side. But according to most Achronim, according to most Rishonim, you'd put it on the left side. But Rav Moshe holds, and I believe that's what Americans do, they put it on the right side, going out into the Chatzer, because that's what Rav Moshe holds. Everybody holds like that, and he doesn't hold of the Chazon Ish's Chiddush of Chatzer, as most Achronim don't hold like that regarding Hanukkah either, and therefore, I'm afraid you're going to have to just ask the Rav what to do. Sorry.
Close balcony.